We're here on KSOM. We're recapping the high school softball season, looking back at the softball season for the ACGC Chargers. Tyler Miracle, head coach for ACGC, with us here. And coach, the wins didn't come your way this year, a 2-21 season. So maybe a little bit disappointed from that standpoint. Overall, your thoughts on your team's play this past year?
Thoughts overall would be, it was good to see kind of our youth come through and get some reps, and kids just that maybe from last year that didn't get a ton of time at the varsity level, they got some time, and it was an improve. There was signs of improvement as we went throughout the year, which was really nice to see. It's tough going from last year, the previous year, where there were six or seven seniors, and now we've got to kind of reload, and a lot of kids in different spots or first time at the varsity level. So, I mean, overall, it was nice to see the improvement. I know the wins and losses you'd like to see be better, but at the end of the day, it was nice to see the improvement, and it's nice to know kind of that we took a little bit of a step forward and excited for the future.
What areas do you feel like you improved in the most?
The most, I would say, probably just our fielding, and I think eventually our approach at the plate got better. The fielding definitely took a big leap from day one to the end. I know if we take away that last game we had a few errors in that one, but as we kind of went along, both infield and outfield did some things better as we went throughout the year. So that was a positive.
Well, you had three seniors that saw playing time this year. Paige Van Meter got in about half the games. Belle Fagan was your leading hitter, hit .318 on the season. Jayla Hoover also did some pitching for you, played a little infield. What can you say about your graduating players?
Well, Paige, she only got to play half the year because she was injured towards the beginning. So she came in a little bit later while she was healthy. And that just goes to show her toughness and courage to kind of continue to battle through. And then when she was able to come back, help us out defensively quite a bit in center field. Then go to Belle. She was a very quality outfielder for us, and really took off towards the end of the year at the plate and was very consistent there for us, and was a very, it was a bright spot for us having her there, being able to drive in girls and also get on base. With Jayla, she was asked to do different things, whether it was pitching, playing second, and she was really up for the task and threw more innings than she had in previous years. She was a very quality infielder and helped us out with innings wise on the mound, and also was really good about getting on base. She had a good on base percentage.
So pitching wise, I mean, Hoover threw 15 games for you, started 13. You do have Camden Richter returning for her senior year. And then you had a couple of other young pitchers that you worked into the mix. How do you feel about pitching as you look forward to 26?
I'm looking forward to it. I think with those younger kids that got some opportunities, I think they're going to get some more. And I'm looking forward to the growth of those two younger ones. And then as well, we have Cam coming back. I'm looking to see her growth as she goes from a junior to a senior. So we could possibly have three pitchers that we can use next year and throw at different times. So I'm kind of excited about that and really excited to see kind of what the growth will be here in the off season for next year.
And then how about hitting-wise? I mean, Carla Kowski returned. She had .308 for you this past season. I mean, you didn't have much power on the team overall. Didn't hit a home run this year. Not too many doubles. So every hit, you had to put a premium for every hit. But Kowski had a decent season swinging the bat for you. You know, how do you see from her standpoint kind of leading the offense next year?
Yeah, she was the most, probably consistent from the first day that we played, the first game that we played at Des Moines Christian till the end of the year, where it seemed like she almost got hit, at least one hit a game there for us. And she was very consistent at the plate and really helped us out, not only at the plate, but also on the field defensively as our shortstop. So I'm very excited to have her back and instead leading the charge offensively for next year.
And then what do you see from some of your other young players who you were able to get time in? I mean, eighth grader Kaylee Kowski started pretty much every game for you. You had some other eighth graders, freshmen, sophomores. What do you think about the young talent coming back?
I'm very excited for that young talent. And as you said, with a couple there, they got a lot of meaningful reps and got their first time at the varsity level. So I'm hoping that they can build on that and we can continue to keep working. And I'm very excited for all of those younger kids coming back with the experience that they have. I think it'll be very beneficial for them and the team as well, getting that experience.
Who are some of those young players you're excited about?
I could go through about most of our team. All of our sophomore, freshmen, and the eighth graders coming back. I think there's a lot of – you could see there's some – if they could get there, the talent, they can really kind of help us out and get us to take us – getting us over the hump and some different things and really doing something special.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nowhere to go but up for this team. You get your pitching in order. Your offense needs to come around. You know, what are the things that you're going to emphasize here in the offseason before next summer?
I mean, for the biggest thing is we'll be able to kind of get some more things done because we kind of got started a little bit later when I was hired, but we're able to kind of start a little more on time with different things, pitching-wise, and get our hitting stuff done and start that at a certain point and just kind of be more on time with that. And I think that'll help too. Mainly specifically just continually at the plate. Cause I mean, we saw a lot of good pitching and we've got to continue to, work with that cause our conference is, they've got a lot of good pitchers and they're very quality pitchers too. So continue working with that, along with short game and do some different things, at the plate.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and certainly hope 2026 will produce a few more wins for you. And with some talent coming back, hopefully that will be the case. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tyler Miracle, head coach for ACGC Softball, with us here on KSOM.